This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. One more game to go in week one of college football. My best bet coming up later on in the show in Florida State and Boston College tonight. 3-2 week for us in the PJ. Pick 5, Clemson team total under. We had UNLV, USC last night. So off to a nice plus in college football week one. We'll be looking ahead to some of the games in week two. We already got lines out for the entire slate. Also, the NFL kicks off this week, folks. My Ravens in action against the Chiefs. We'll get into some of those games, some of the lines that I like currently available on the board. Also, since it's a Monday, I'm giving out my top 10, who I think the top 10 teams are in college football. We'll talk about what their odds are currently to win the national championship. Lucy Bird's going to join us in the middle of the show. And then a little PJ's potluck. It's the beginning of September. We'll talk some baseball, NFL, college football, a little bit of everything during that segment, and then give out our best bets for today. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts, bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Get in the chat, twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You want to send us a question there. You can also find us on X at the BetQL app as well. Wherever you want to send your questions, we'd love to hear from you. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, folks, football's back. Great to have some of these segments here as glasses in session. And let's go to the gridiron glass. Games that we would bet right now. We're going to start in college football. Currently right now on BetMGM, the three games that stick out to me in college football. The first one's going to be Oklahoma against Houston. I'd lay the 29.5 with Oklahoma right now. I think this line is only going to continue to go up. I watched the entire Houston and UNLV game on Saturday because UNLV was one of our bets in the pick five. UNLV looks great. They look like the group of five team to beat right now. I think it's going to be a long year for Houston, though. A lot of turnover on that roster. Willie Fritz, who's a very good head coach, comes over from Tulane. The strength of their team was supposed to be their quarterback, and Donovan Smith, who came from Texas Tech, was a power four quarterback. He didn't look good. The Houston offense didn't look good either. So they really struggled scoring against UNLV's defense. Now you got to face Oklahoma's defense. And remember, Brent Venables is their head coach. He was with Dabo and Clemson a long time as their defensive coordinator. I know Oklahoma played Temple in week one, but you could start to see that Oklahoma's defense is starting to look like the way that Brent Venables wants his team to play on that side of the ball. So I, again, see Houston probably scoring single digits in this game. Maybe they get a touchdown, maybe a couple field goals. I think Oklahoma gets into the 40s. This feels like a 42-3, 42-6 kind of game to me. So Oklahoma, I lay the 29.5 with them. I think the spread is only going to continue to go up. The next game on the board is going to be a total. South Florida visits Tuscaloosa to take on Bama. The total is 63.5 currently. I think that number is only going to go up. I would take the over in this game. Bama's coming off a 63-0 performance against Western Kentucky. South Florida scored 48 points in their first game. South Florida, coached by Alex Golish, plays one of the most up-tempo offenses in the country. Their quarterback, Byron Brown, very good. They also are a team in the group of five that a lot of people think potentially could be a surprise pick to make it to the college football playoff. These teams played last year. Some people might remember this game. It was the game where Jalen Milroe got benched. Bama was like a 30-point favorite. The game was in Tampa. It was like 10-3 midway through the fourth quarter. It was an incredibly low-scoring game. Tyler Buckner played. Bama's offense looked horrendous. So Jalen Milroe, knowing that this was the team that last year he got benched and didn't play against, I think there's a little extra motivation there. Obviously, this is only game two for Alabama in the Kellen DeBoer system. So they're going to continue to work on things. They're going to continue to score points. They're going to continue to air it out. I think South Florida is going to be able to score a couple of points on Bama as well. Early on in that game, Western Kentucky was moving the ball a little bit, had some chances to score. They just threw interceptions or fumbled the ball, missed field goals. They couldn't score any points, but they had a chance to score in that game. I think Bama gets us in the 50s. If South Florida can get us 10, 14 points, which I think they can, I like this over 63.5. Currently right now in college football, favorite bet on the board is going to be Oregon minus 18.5 against Boise State. The Ducks in the preseason poll were the number three team. They had the third shortest odds to win the national championship, and they had one of the most stunning results on Saturday, only beating Idaho 24-14. That game was 17-14 late in the fourth quarter. So now I look on X and I watch all these shows and all the social media outlets, and everybody's doing their top 10 power rankings, and now nobody has Oregon in their top 10 anymore after one performance. Dylan Gabriel played really well in that game. He was 41 for 49, 380 yards and two touchdowns. He played really well. Oregon didn't play all that bad. It was just one of those weird games where they were efficient. They only had one turnover. They just weren't scoring points. Idaho was just hanging around, keeping that game close, but Oregon really didn't play bad. The reason I really like this game, though, is the number at 18.5. This probably should be closer to 21. Anything under 21, 19, 19.5, 20, I would play the Ducks. Boise State right now is currently the favorite of the group of five teams to make it to the college football playoff. The reason being their star running back, Ashton Jeanty. He's a superstar, might be the best running back in the country. All he did in week one against Georgia Southern was rush for 270 and six touchdowns. Pretty good. Well, Oregon is a lot better on defense and on the defensive line than Georgia Southern is. If you take away Jeanty from Boise State's offense and you make Maddox Madsen beat you from the quarterback position, that's where Oregon wants to live. So I think they're going to make Boise one-dimensional in this game. They're going to force the Broncos to beat them through the air. And I think the Ducks' offense looks a lot better this upcoming week than it did against Idaho. I think we're getting a nice price here on Oregon. So currently would bet that at 18.5. As for a couple NFL games that have my eye right now as we get ready for week one, the Packers plus 3 at minus 125 against the Eagles. This game feels very similar to Notre Dame and Texas A&M and kind of the line movement that we saw in that game, right? The Eagles, just like Texas A&M for much of the summer, this game was a pick 'em. A&M was minus 1. The Eagles were minus 1. And then as we start to get closer and closer to kickoff and everybody starts talking about these games and the perception changes, the line kind of moves, and A&M goes from minus 1 to minus 3. We were talking about it last week. I felt like that line movement was a little too much. I like Notre Dame plus the 3. I have the same feeling about this Eagles and Packers game. Eagles money line, Eagles minus 1. Sure, I could get behind Philly. Now that it's gotten to plus 3, I think the Packers are the play there. Again, neutral site game out in Mexico City. I'm getting the better head coach, Matt LaFleur. Two good quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. The Eagles have two new coordinators that are coaching their first game. Kellen Moore on offense, Vic Fangio on defense. You have to replace two leaders on both sides of the ball, Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox. I just think right now there's kind of a lot of question marks around the Eagles. And are we really sure that they figured out all their issues? They were one of the worst teams in the NFL in the second half of last season. They really struggled down the stretch. I expect them to be a lot better this season, but That's a team that I have a lot of questions about, whereas Green Bay was the complete other team towards the end of last season. Obviously had a great ending, could have easily beaten San Francisco in the playoffs. Jordan Love gets paid all that money, so I'll take the Packers at +3. And then finally, give me the Bengals -8.5 against the Patriots. This line has gone down from 9.5 to 8.5. I think the big reason being Ja'Marr Chase is holding out, and it's looking like there's possibly a chance that he doesn't play in week 1. New England was always a team last year that whenever they were catching big numbers, it would open, and then they drop like a point and a half, and it really never made sense. New England was a terrible team last year. They're going to be even a worse team this year because they don't have Bill Belichick anymore. We don't know what kind of a coach Gerard Mayo is, and he's going to be coaching in his first NFL game on Sunday on the road against one of the best quarterbacks and one of the best offenses in football in Burrow and the Bengals. So the Bengals have now become an awesome teaser leg, I think, at 2.5, dropping down to 8.5, but I'd still lay the 8.5 with them against the Patriots on Sunday. All right, let's do a little PJ's rankings here, getting to the top 10 teams in college football. We will start with the number one team in the land, the Georgia Bulldogs. Did nothing for me to take them out of that number one spot on Saturday. We talked about it early last week. It was an Instagram reel, a TikTok that we had here on our BetQL social channels. We like Georgia minus the points. We like the Clemson team total over. We talked about Kirby's dominance at Georgia 2 of the last 3 years in these marquee games. They beat Oregon 49-3 2 years ago. Clemson 10-3. They give up 3 points again in week 1. Just so well prepared, so well coached. Defense looks good. Carson Beck looked awesome. I do have some concern, though, about the Georgia skill position players. They don't really have anybody elite that jumps off at you quite yet. Certainly no Brock Bowers, no elite wide receivers. Their running backs are good. They didn't have ETN in that first game, so he's going to come back as well. That could be my one cause of concern for Georgia, but man, does Beck look solid, and that defense looks really good as well. Number two team is still going to be the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're +375 to win the national championship. Struggled a little bit early with Akron. Their offensive line is a little bit of a concern, potentially. Will Howard, as the game went on, did some nice things. They're just so stacked everywhere. Defense is as good as anybody's in the country. Skill position players are elite as well. Ohio State's obviously got some tough games on their schedule. Oregon, Penn State, Michigan. So we're going to learn plenty about this team throughout the year. But as of right now, I will keep them at number two. Number three is going to be the Texas Longhorns at +850. A lot of people on Saturday like Colorado State, +34.5, +35, knowing that Texas had Michigan on Saturday, possibly looking ahead to that game. There was no look ahead from Texas whatsoever. 52-0, dominant on both sides of the ball. Ewers looked good. Defense looked good. Arch Manning got into the mix. He threw a touchdown as well. Texas looked excellent, and that's why the line is ballooned all the way up to 6.5 against Michigan. Number four is going to be Bama. They are 12-1 to win the national championship. You know, all my buddies are all excited because of how Bama looked in their first game. Jalen Milroe looked great. Ryan Williams, their star freshman receiver, is only 17 years old, had 2 touchdowns. He's going to be the next great Bama wide receiver. Obviously, with Nick Saban leaving, Bama's defense is a little bit of a question mark than it's been the last 10, 15 years with Saban helping out on that side of the ball, but they pitched a shutout, forced turnovers, looked really good. They got Wisconsin coming up in week 3, and then they got Georgia coming up in week 5 after a bye week in week 4. So we'll learn plenty about Bama, but 63-0, that's a good start. I'm still going to have Oregon at number 5, not going to react too much. Again, it was just a weird game. Dylan Gabriel played really well. They moved the ball on offense. They only had 1 turnover. Defense played really well, other than a trick play that Idaho had and giving up another scoring drive as well. Oregon is still stacked on both sides of the ball. Again, I think they bounce back this week against Boise State. So Oregon is going to be my number 5. Notre Dame's going to come in at number 6. Congrats to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I already think they're in the college football playoff. With the rest of their schedule and how it shapes up, with this win now against Texas A&M, as long as Notre Dame doesn't completely collapse the rest of the year, I think they're going to be in the playoff. That defense is legit. I'll put them at number 6. Ole Miss at number 7. Again, they have the 6 shortest odds right now to win the national championship. chip, a ton of returning production on offense. They hit the portal on defense, 73-0 in their first game against Furman. Jackson Dart threw for 400 yards in the first half. Ole Miss looked good. I'll put them at number 7. The team that everybody's loving right now, the U, the Miami Hurricanes, look really good. I'll put them at number 8, 30-1 to win the national title. Cam Ward right now looks like the front runner to win the Heisman Trophy. This is the team that they have been waiting for in Coral Gables for the last 20 years. They finally have a quarterback. Cam Ward looked confident. He looked comfortable. He looked composed. He was smooth out there. Damian Martinez, the running back, their wide receiver core, Restrepo, is awesome. And defensively, they forced turnovers, made life tough for that Florida offense. I think that game was a little bit about Florida's just not very good, but you got to give Miami their flowers. They looked awesome. Number 9 is going to be Penn State. Drew Aller looked really good too. Penn State's offensive line, I thought, was excellent, especially in pass protection. Gave Aller a ton of time to throw, and then we know that defense is going to be really good. So Penn State is my number 9. And then Tennessee comes in at number 10. The Volunteers, 35-1 to win the national title. They got a big game this week in Charlotte against NC State. They're 7.5-point favorites. Nico Iamaliva might be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He certainly looked at on Saturday. He was excellent. Tennessee's going to score on anybody. The defense for the Vols this year is, can they get enough stops on defense? So that's my top 10 right now. Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, my top 3. Bama, Oregon, Notre Dame, 4, 5, and 6. Ole Miss, Miami, Penn State, and Tennessee. All right, let's go now to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, excited to hear your thoughts on some baseball plays for tonight, some futures bets as well. But what does the BetQL model like for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. A 5-star play from the BetQL model for today is Orioles White Sox under 8.5 runs. The White Sox have hit this under in their last 6 games. The Orioles have hit this in 2 of their last 3, and Corbin Burns only gave up 1 earned run in his last start. Chris Flexen allowed only 3 and 2 in his last 2 starts, so the BetQL model loves the under 8.5 runs as a 5-star play today.
Very good. Lucy, by the way, loving the background there. Hopefully it gives us good vibes. Like the new background quite a bit. What baseball plays do you have for us today?
Yes, I have a bunch, and I have a couple of Lucy long balls. The first one is Shohei Ohtani. He has a 2-hit home run. He has 2 home runs in his last 3 games. He has 5 in his last 9. And against E-Rod, he has a home run and a single. So I think it bodes well for him to hit another home run in this game. And then Corey Seager, 2-hit a home run as well. He has 1 home run in his last 3 games and 2 in his last 6. And against Garrett Cole, he has 5 hits. And Garrett Cole also allowed 2 home runs in his last outing, so if he's not sharp again, I think Corey Seager can take advantage of that. And then Spencer Torkelson also to hit a home run. It is a trio of Lucy long balls today. He hit a home run yesterday. He's got 3 home runs in his last 7 games, and against Joe Musgrove, he has a home run and a single in 3 at bats. Musgrove has a 4.44 ERA and allowed 7 hits and 3 runs in his last start. So I think Spencer Torkelson can also hit a home run today.
All right, love it. A lot of Lucy long balls there here on this Monday. Lucy, it is the month of September, final month of the regular season in Major League Baseball. A lot of these divisions, it looks like we kind of can tell who's going to win, but the AL East continues to be completely up for grabs. I feel like at the start of every month, I ask you the same question. I'll ask you once again, Yankees or Orioles, who's winning the AL East? Who do you like?
PJ, this is why we're best friends. I still have faith in the Orioles. I have faith in your Orioles. The Yankees have lost 4 of their last 5 games. They lost to the Cardinals 14-7. That's not great. And the Orioles have won 2 of their last 3, which is better than what the Yankees are doing. I think the Orioles are trending in the right direction. I think in the end, it will be them. It will be the Orioles who win the AL East, and the Yankees will not, because I feel like the Yankees have a little bit of a skid. So I think it will be the Orioles in the end, and the Yankees will not win it and probably won't win anything going forward.
Lucy, it might be in key next 3 days. The Yankees are in Texas, yeah, taking on the Rangers for 3 games. The Orioles host the White Sox, as you mentioned with that under earlier. So a chance for the O's maybe to gain some ground in the AL East. Lucy, what about World Series picks? A month away from the start of the regular season. Both leagues, the NL and AL, you can make a case for a bunch of different teams. So as of now, what do you like?
Yes, I am still sticking with the Orioles, and I think it will be Orioles-Phillies. I am still on this World Series matchup for this to be it, and for the Orioles to still make it to the World Series, because they're not in the worst spot. Their record is not terrible at all. It matches the Yankees. I think that they can still make it to the World Series and win the World Series.
Love that. Lucy, if that's the case, I could drive to road games for the World Series. That'd be lovely. I would love
nothing more.
Wouldn't
that be great?
That really would be.
That is the life.
I'm hoping that's the case. Lucy, we got the NFL starting on Thursday. Very excited. Give me your favorite futures bet. It could be a player award. It could be a team award, Super Bowl, division, conference, make-miss playoffs. Anything you want. Lucy Burge's favorite NFL futures bet is what?
Yes, well, okay, Lions to win the Super Bowl is very much my favorite because that is my Super Bowl pick, but Jared Goff to win MVP. He is so underrated, criminally underrated, the most underrated quarterback in this league. He was second in passing yards last year. He was like fourth in touchdowns, and he just has this reputation, I feel like, as a mid quarterback, and so he is not in the conversation for MVP as much as he should be. He's a bit of a longer shot, plus 2,200. To win MVP, there's some value there. So Jared Goff to win MVP and also the Lions to win the Super Bowl, they go hand in hand, I guess. But I think the Lions over also on their win total, over 10.5, but Jared Goff MVP.
All right, very good. Lucy, before I let you go, I was talking about the Patriots-Bengals game earlier. The Pats are 8.5-point dogs. What do you think happens with New England on Sunday? Can Gerard Mayo and company cover the spread in their first game?
No, they cannot, and it will be the Bengals. I would take the Bengals to cover. I don't know how this team is going to win any games or cover any spreads or really do anything. I don't know what this team is going to be. It is so confusing, but I don't think they're going to be very good, and I think they will get off to a loss and a non-covered spread. The Bengals could win by at least 2 touchdowns, so I would take Bengals minus 8.5.
Lucy, are you dreading the Patriots season more or more excited about the Celtics for the upcoming season?
Oh, I am more excited for the Celtics because that, I think, will get a lot of Patriots fans through this season is rooting for the Celtics and, knowing that they're going to repeat as champions. So that's really exciting. And I think that's what a lot of Patriots fans will use to get through the winter, I think, is the Celtics. I think the Patriots viewership could be at a low. This will be a low in the past couple decades. So Celtics, I'm definitely more excited for the Celtics than I am dreading the Patriots.
It's totally fair. Lucy, it could be a long season there in Foxborough. Hopefully Drake May plays sooner rather than later and has a nice rookie season. Make sure you catch Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up with Lucy and Jake, 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always great seeing you. Have a great show. Great rest of your Monday. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who might want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for a little PJ's potluck. My guy, Shawnee Sharp, is going to come on here and read to us what we got. We're going a lot of different ways, little MLB, NFL, college football. It's getting to that time of the year, folks. September, October, great sports month. Shawnee Sharp, what do we got?
Yeah, PH will start on the diamond today. So we got a pretty big series going on for the NL West. The Dodgers are taking on the Diamondbacks. Dodgers money line, minus 145, or D-backs money line, plus 120.
Yeah, this is a big series and a big game today. Eddie Rodriguez on the mound for Arizona. Jack Flaherty on the mound for the Dodgers. So both of these teams acquired pitchers for games like this, right? Flaherty at the deadline, Eddie Rodriguez in the offseason. We've seen a little bit of money come in on Arizona. They were plus 120. Now they are plus 110. I'll follow the money. I'll ride with the D-backs tonight, plus 110.
All right, another big series going on for the AL Central. Shockingly, not the White Sox. I know they're close there to win the Central, as everyone knows. How about the Royals and the Guardians? Bobby Witt Jr. over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs at plus 125, or Jose Ramirez over 1.5 bases at plus 115.
I mean, it's hard not to like both of these. I'd probably go with Bobby Witt just because the hits, runs, and RBIs, you have more of an opportunity. You have three different opportunities for him to get that, right? He could have 3 runs scored, could have 3 RBIs, hits. I mean, he could do a little bit of everything. Ramirez with the total bases, you would obviously need him to only get that through the hit. So Bobby Witt, Bobby Hit Jr., I mean, that's all he does. He's a menace on the base pass as well. So I will go with Bobby Witt over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, plus 125.
All right, let's head over to the NFL. Week one's finally here, Peach. A game that you already talked about, Packers plus three at minus 125, or opening night, your Ravens at Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes and the defending champion Chiefs are also three-point dogs at minus 115.
So I would take both bets. I don't know if the Ravens plus three is going to be an official play for me. The Packers plus three definitely will be. Lamar's excellent as a dog in the regular season, especially as a road underdog. He's like 12-2 ATS as a dog or something like that. Obviously, they want revenge for the Chiefs game and how it went last year. I think Kansas City wins the game, though. I think Green Bay could beat Philadelphia. I think three has just gotten too high. Talked about earlier in the show. I think this game's very similar to kind of the line movement we saw in the A&M and Notre Dame game. That game should have been closer to a pick'em. I thought just ballooned kind of too high to minus three, and now I feel like this Eagles-Packer game is the same thing. At minus one, minus one and a half, it was a no play. Now at minus three, I like the Packers. So Green Bay would be the bet that I would choose between the two.
All right, so also in week one, we have three rookie quarterbacks making their season debuts. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. Which one is most likely to throw an interception on Sunday?
Yeah, Shawnee Sharp, sorry to tell you this, but it's Caleb Williams for sure. Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix are both going on the road, so I think could be more conservative game plans for both of those quarterbacks. Both of their teams are underdogs. Commanders 3.5 to Tampa. Seattle is 5.5-point favorites against Bo Nix and the Broncos. So both of those quarterbacks, I think Washington could lean a little bit more on Daniel's legs. I think Sean Payton will lean a little bit more on the ground game, won't ask Bo to do all that much. I mean, it's go time for Caleb Williams and the Bears, right? You're favored. You're at home. The weather's going to be nice. You got all those weapons. Caleb is going to be slinging it around. He's not going to be shy. He's going to force some balls into traffic. So for me, of the three, it would definitely be Caleb Williams.
All right, even though you're wrong, I like the thought process there. but I'm just kidding. So the next one I got here is two futures. The Jets to win the AFC East at plus 160 or the Bengals to win the AFC North at plus 165.
Yeah, it's the Jets for me. I think the Jets are winning this division this year, folks. That defense is top five in football. Offensive skill positions, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. They bring over Mike Williams, who, if he can stay healthy, we know can make some plays down the field. They upgraded on the offensive line. It really just does come down to Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's really that simple. I still think Rodgers can play. I still think he's above average than the half the league at this point. And the chip on the shoulder that he has from missing all of last season, people telling him that he's 40 and he still can't play. We know Rodgers, when people tell him he can't do stuff, he normally turns out to be pretty well. So I like the Jets quite a bit in the AFC East this year. Bengals and Browns for me, it's between those two teams in the AFC North. Much rather would take Cleveland at 6-1. So definitely think the Bengals could win it, but the Jets are my official pick in the AFC, so I'll take them.
All right, let's head over to college football here. The two marquee games, the two road favorites. Texas, minus 6.5 at minus 115 against Michigan, or Tennessee, a 7.5-point favorites at minus 115 against NC State.
I'd rather take Texas. I think this Texas-Michigan game is going to be similar to the way that Clemson and Georgia went. I think Michigan's defense, much like Clemson's defense, can keep them in the game through two quarters. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be low scoring at halftime. But just like Clemson, Michigan just doesn't have the offense right now. They're still trying to find their identity. They struggled a lot against Fresno State. Texas and Sark and Ewers are going to go into halftime. They're going to make adjustments, and I think they're going to pull away and win this thing by double digits. So this might be like a 14-10, like a 10-7 game early, and then we get into the second half. I think Texas wins this thing like 27-13. So I'd lay the 6.5 with Texas, kind of like NC State, to keep it close, and I would take them plus the 7.5. Tennessee, it's all hype right now, and I'm driving that train. I think they're going to be in the SEC championship game. I think Nico is a superstar, but this is only his third career start in college football, and he's going on the road playing in an NFL stadium against a good defense in NC State. So that look-ahead line in the summer was 5. Now it's all the way up to 7.5. I think there's too much of an overreaction. I'll take NC State plus the points, and I'll take Texas minus 6.5.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. Look at the game tonight. DJU over under 220.5 passing yards against Boston College.
It's a tough one. Florida State's definitely a team that wants to run the football, but I think in this case, being big favorites at home, they want to get DJU going a little bit. They want to get them some momentum. They need him to hit some shot plays down the field, and against Boston College, that's a good place to start. So over under 220.5, number feels about right. I would lean towards the over there with DJU. All right, folks, let's wrap the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Give out some best bets for the day. We will start with going streaking. Marcus Simeon is going to be our guy today. 12 for 44 in his career against Gerrit Cole. A lot of history between these two. Simeon's kind of having a down year, only batting 236, but he's seen Gerrit Cole plenty. Cole's not the same pitcher this year, obviously, that he's been in the past. Came back midway through the season from injury, so I think Simeon can get us a base hit from tonight. We're up to 7. It's one of our higher streaks that we've ever had on the show. Let's make it 8 tonight with Marcus Simeon. My prop lock, it's a stinky one. I'm taking the White Sox over 2.5 runs scored today against the Orioles. Corbin Burnes had an ERA of 7.3, 7.4 in the month of August. He was not good at all for the Orioles. I know the White Sox are like the worst team in the history of baseball, but Corbin Burnes has not shut out any team yet in baseball this season. So the White Sox, you figure, are probably going to score a run, maybe two. I'll take a chance that they get either one more off Burnes or maybe one on the Orioles bullpen. I'll go over 2.5 runs scored for the White Sox today. Dog of the day is going to be the Reds, plus 135 against the Astros. Verlander is back. Obviously, Houston's going to ease them into things. They got bigger aspirations. They're looking big picture. They want Verlander to be healthy for the postseason. So probably going to treat him the way the White Sox have been treating Garrett Crochet for much of the second half. Probably only throws 4 innings or so. I think the price is a little too inflated because Verlander's in the mound, but he's not going to get his normal workload. I'll go Reds plus 135. Shawnee Sharpe's going with Florida State running back Roydale Williams over 69.5 rushing yards today. And my best bet, lay it with the Seminoles, minus 16.5 against Boston College. You don't want to overreact too much to what you saw in week 0. Georgia Tech, good offensive team, played pretty well on defense also. Florida State back at home. I think they roll tonight against BC. I'd lay the number with the Seminoles. Once again, to recap, our favorite plays for today. Marcus Simeon is our guy in going streaking, 12 for 44 in his career off Gerrit Cole. He's seen him a ton. White Sox over 2.5 runs scored is going to be my prop lock. The Cincinnati Reds, my dog of the day, plus 135. And Florida State, minus 16.5, is going to be my best bet against Boston College. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining the show. Everybody, enjoy your day off. For those of you that are off work today, enjoy the college football, and we will see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.